My name's Nick Georges. I've done various actions for Palestine Action, and the first one we did was in February 2021, and we got up on the roof of the Shenstone drone factory, the Elbit factory in Shenstone, where they make the drone engines, and we're allegedly causing £90,000 worth of damage. The court case has been postponed five times so far over the last 4 years. But we finally went to court day before yesterday, Tuesday. And we all went into court, and our lawyers straight away said to the judge that we don't think there can be a fair trial. And they said the reason for this is that Yvette Cooper has just decided to prescribe Palestine Action as a terrorist organisation. And it was felt that this would jeopardise the trial because the jury would get to hear of it and they would have got a definitely wrong impression or false impression or a misleading impression of us. So basically what happened when Yvette Cooper decided to prescribe us, the state had to flood the media to publicise and justify this move. And so they flooded the media with all this information about our wrongdoings, apparently. And a lot of it was misinformation. I mean, for example, the media's flooded with the fact that we get funding from Iran. I mean, complete nonsense. You know, we have no funding, we have nothing to do with Iran. So it's all this misinformation that's been generated. There was a picture of someone who's supposedly a Palestine Action person holding a fake gun. So there's all this misinformation going around. It's headline news. And what was going to happen was by the time it'd been through the House of Lords, the House of Commons, it would probably have become law by next Friday. And our court case, with our ongoing court case, the prosecution would have just about finished their evidence by next Friday. They'd been given their evidence and all the prosecution witnesses and everything would be carrying on next week, finishing on Friday. So all this business about it becoming legal and prescription being legal and Palestine Action being designated as a terrorist group would have hit the headline news just as we were about to give our evidence in court. And there's no way the jury could have not heard any of this because it's going to be headline news. And so our barristers made this point very strongly to the judge and saying that it was impossible for us to get a fair trial with all this going on. The prosecution obviously wanted the trial to go ahead, and they just imported a brand new top KC to fight the prosecution.
So, yeah, this is the Crown Prosecutors, yeah?
Yeah, this is Crown Prosecution Service, and they just got this brand new top, very strong KC to prosecute us, and he was very strong for the case going on. And eventually, the arguments went back and forth. Eventually, we all had to break for lunch. The judge went away to have a serious think about it. And it was quite clear from the comments that the judge really did not want to cancel this case. Partly, I guess, because the case had already been postponed five times. It's been going on for 4.5 years. But eventually she came back and she gave all her arguments. And finally, she did eventually concede, which I believe she had no choice, really, that it wouldn't be a fair trial and that she would have to adjourn the trial. So for the sixth time, the trial has now been adjourned until the September the 14th in 2026. So,
just one thing occurs to me straight away, Nick, and that is we quite often hear journalists questioning ministers on the television, hear them on the radio, even in the newspapers, and the ministers replying, well, I can't say anything because there's an ongoing court case. Now, it seems to me that Yvette Cooper, by putting out this misinformation about Palestine Action as a part of the process of trying to get it proscribed, and class as a terrorist organisation. What she's done is, actually, it could be argued, is in contempt of court because she's trying to prejudice not only the public, but the jury in your case.
Yes, absolutely. And she's very aware that all these Palestine Action court cases are going on. For example, Palestine Action have done quite a few Freedom of Information requests. And we found out, and this has also been backed up by revelations in the Guardian newspaper, that the Israeli embassy is deeply involved in interfering in Palestine Action court cases. So there's no way that Yvette Cooper didn't know that there's all our court cases are going on. She can't possibly claim ignorance of that because she is under extreme pressure from the Israeli embassy. And this Israeli group have been set up specifically to pressurize her into prescribing Palestine Action. So she'd be very aware of our court case, I'm sure.
Well, we're in a situation, a slightly bizarre situation, Nick, that this could possibly be the last time we're allowed to speak to you, because if we were to speak to someone from Palestine Action on the show, which may be any time now proscribed as a terrorist organisation, we could ourselves be arrested as furthering a cause of terrorism.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what they aim to do. They aim to have a completely chilling effect on a completely non-violent protest group who are protesting the horrors of a genocide that our government is supporting in every single way it possibly can. So while we're being prescribed as terrorists, we're being taken to court. There's 18 of us already in prison, and possibly going to be in prison for 2 years before they even have a trial. And we're the guilty ones, yet the government is pouring weapons against international humanitarian law and against its own national export license laws. It's breaking all these laws, and it's pouring weapons into Israel to genocide hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. And yet we're the guilty ones. We're the ones who are being taken to court. We're the ones who are being put in prison. And the people who are manufacturing these horrific weapons and are pouring them into Israel are supported and aided.
It does sound like the world has turned upside down finally. But look, I'm sure many of our listeners will understand what nonviolent direct action is, that its role in history through all sorts of groups through the years, such as the suffragettes, the Chartists. Although some of the Chartist riots were not exactly non-violent, certainly in more recent years, it's been well understood that accountably doing these things is a way of really putting pressure on the government to do the right thing. So how does it feel as part of a group, and you specifically, the finger is being pointed at you by the Home Secretary and the Israel lobby, and she seems to be doing exactly what they wish, that you're being accused of being a terrorist, Nick?
Well, it's quite ridiculous. All my life I've worked, I've run my own business for 28 years, I've employed 5 staff, I've had my nose to the grindstone, I've had to pay my mortgage, pay my bills, I've had to get my kids through college and university. And, I'm 73 years old. Why should I be taken to court and be facing a prison sentence, a possible prison sentence, because I'm protesting about Palestine? I'm a regular, normal member of society. Why should I suddenly be faced with the horrors of court and prison for standing up for a group of people who are being treated incredibly unjustly and who are being genocided, who are being ethnically cleansed in their own homeland? And why should I be called a terrorist for doing that? It's completely upside down. It's the government that's the terrorists by supporting the horrors that Israel's doing, not me. And I'm just horrified that they're accusing me of being a terrorist. I've never hurt anyone in my life. I'm trying to save life, protect and save people who are suffering. And I've put my liberty and my life on the line to try and protect life. not to take life, which all the government is doing is taking life, causing suffering and death and disruption. And yes, I might well have broken some windows in that Elbit weapons factory in Shenstone, but I know very well the horrific effects of the weapons and machines that go out of that factory and the death and destruction and suffering that they cause. And so in my mind, there's absolutely no question I'm on the right side of history.
I mean, there's not many left now, but veterans of the Second World War might well look at the situation over in Gaza and see the concentration camp side of things, see the racism side of things, see the ethnic cleansing side of things, see a ruthless, very, very powerful nation, the Israeli state, the Israeli army, actually deliberately massacring civilians. In fact, what we've seen over the last few weeks is tens of Israelis who are hungry, starving, trying to get food, shot dead as they try and get that food from this American...
Palestinians, you said Israelis, Palestinians.
Oh, sorry. So I'll say that again.
Yeah.
And seen scores of Palestinians shot dead as they try to get the food because they're starving. They need the food. As they get closer to the food supply, then they're shot dead, Nick. I mean, this surely is the sort of thing which, in order to prevent this, we had hundreds of thousands of servicemen die in the Second World War.
Yes, I know. The whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous. And incidentally, well, it's not incidentally, but in the last week, while all our eyes have been off Gaza and focusing what's going on in Iran, Israel has massacred over 870 Palestinians who have been desperately trying to get food and going to their aid camps to get food. They've massacred 870 just in the last week while our eyes have been on Iran.
As someone that's been studying what's been going on over in the Middle East for a long time, Nick, where do you think all this is heading? Have you got any idea at all? Because it just seems to be going from bad to worse.
Well, I'm not a politician. I don't really know. But in my own little mind's eye, I mean, Israel has been desperate to attack Iran for years now. They've been saying, I think, since 2004 or something, Yahoo's been going on about Iran's got nuclear weapons and they're going to produce nuclear weapons any day. And they've been saying this since then. And it's now, 20 years later, and they still haven't got nuclear weapons. So, yes, Israel's been desperate to attack Iran. They've now done that. I don't quite know where it's going to go from here, but I suspect Iran is on Russia's borders and Russia won't want regime change in Iran. Russia won't want Israel and American troops in Iran, which is what Israel plans or would love to do. So I suspect Russia will be very firmly supporting Iran. If they do take Iran, I'm sure Pakistan will be next. And I can just see the whole thing escalating very rapidly. If Russia does get involved in supporting Iran, America's going to get more heavily involved and the whole thing's just going to escalate rapidly. I think part of the US plan is to keep Russia tied down in Ukraine. And the more they can tie Russia down, I think eventually US possibly aims to have war with China. I think that's possibly one of their main aims, ultimately. And I just think the whole thing is going to go completely, in a year's time, I hate to think what's going to be going on in the world. But I'm not a politician. I don't know. All I do is just see what I see and think what I think. But I think it's incredibly dangerous. And I think Israel is definitely leading us down a one-way, down a dead-end alley, which is possibly what it wants.
Maybe. To doomsday. Finally, Nick, we're this may be the last time we're officially allowed to speak to each other. What advice have you got for people who are rather fed up with marches, things like that, that don't seem to necessarily achieve much, who do, like yourself, believe that some sort of action is possible? What is open to people to actually do, to act, rather than just to talk about supporting Palestine?
Well, I think until Palestine Action is actually legally prescribed as a terrorist group, which won't happen, to the best of my understanding, until next Friday. People are still very free to join Palestine Action and carry out direct action. People don't have to even be a member of Palestine Action to carry out direct action against arms factories and against the supply chain that's supplying these lethal weapons to Israel. So I think, you know, anyone can do what they want to do. You know, we have a right to protest, and I think we just need to be a lot stronger in the way we protest. You know, we're so constrained by sticking to government guidelines in our protesting, by writing to our MP, peaceful marches and all this. But people have been doing that since 1948. And we can see very clearly why we have to stick to those guidelines, because it has no effect on the government. And it was only when, like, the suffragettes actually started bombing places and actually being much more militant in their resistance that they actually had an effect. And we owe so much to the suffering and the price that the suffragettes paid in their direct action against the government to get the vote for women, that people completely forget that what a horrific battle they had and what a price they paid. And there is going to be a price to pay. You know, if you want to stop a genocide, it's not going to happen by being polite and quiet and quietly praying or whatever else. You have to do more. We have to get out of our comfort zones and do direct action of our own accord if we ever want to stop this horrific genocide. So all I can say to people is be brave, be prepared to get out of your comfort zones. And yes, like myself, there will be a price to pay. But if you believe enough and try to really want to stop the suffering and the horrors that are going on, that Israel is committing in Gaza and in Palestine and throughout the world. It's bombed Yemen, it's bombed Lebanon, it's bombed Syria, it's bombed Iran. It's an absolute pariah state, and it has to be stopped. And we have to be brave and strong in how we fight it.
Okay, I said finally, but here's another finally. You know, despite what you've done, Nick, smashing windows, whatever it is, I'm not privy to what you've done exactly, but you haven't really stopped it, have you? Is there really any point in doing this? There's a big machine out there determined to create a war, and it's the survival of the fittest, the toughest, the law of the jungle, and these people are in charge, the warmongers.
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, we're still doing what we can do. We'd definitely carry on. I think, you know, it's just like, if you try and crush jelly, it will just squidge out everywhere. And, you know, you can try and crush people, and yes, you will succeed, you will crush people, but people will always believe, and there will always be resistance when you're doing something wrong. And people's belief in right and justice will always come through. So it will always come out, no matter, you know, the government may try and crush Palestine Action, but people's resistance will come through. And the government will learn to their cost that if you try and crush democratic protest and make people suffer, that they will eventually pay the price for it, and right will triumph over wrong.
Yeah, and it might blow back in the government's face. By, you know, if you decide that you're not a democracy anymore, the people may also decide that they're not going to behave in a democratic manner as well.
Yes, and the government definitely deserves that to happen to them.
Yeah, it seems almost as if they want some sort of civil unrest here, because, you know, the other thing, of course, is Palestine Action may be banned, but that kind of activity will then be driven underground.
Yes, which will make it even possibly harder for the government to deal with. I don't know. I've no idea what's going to happen. I can't see into the future, but human nature will come to the fore, and we will do what we know is right and what we believe in to be just.
Yeah, for nothing else, for our forefathers that died in World War II, for these values. Anyway, Nick Georges, thanks very much for joining us, and I hope we will be allowed to speak to you again.
Well, who knows, but we must just go on fighting for justice. And as long as we keep that foremost in our minds and be determined to fight through for justice, then we will get there in the end.
Okay, Nick Georges, thanks very much for joining us.